Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on CSNCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
Welcome, everyone, to the latest installment of CSNCalifornia.com's Raiders Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Baer, and for this episode, we're talking to someone I've been waiting to sit down with for quite some time, and that's Raiders equipment manager Bob Romanski, who's been with the organization for more than 20 years and is the son of famous former Raiders equipment manager Dick Romanski, who is with the Silver and Black for 50 years, if you can believe it. And I wanted to talk to Bob while we're here in Sarasota, Florida, as the Raiders are on a two-game road swing through the Sunshine State, about what it's like to bring a football team across the country, have them practice four times on a foreign field, and have everything run well. Because Bob Romanski runs everything from making sure that jerseys are clean, that shoulder pads are ready, that everybody has the proper footwear, that everybody has the proper practice equipment on the field. And that is a major undertaking, to be away from your home facility for 9 full days when you're going to practice a lot and you're going to play 2 separate games. So we had a chance to sit down with Bob here at the Sarasota Ritz-Carlton Hotel, and he explained exactly what goes on behind the scenes and how the Raiders are able to take their show on the road and still keep winning games. We're here with Raiders equipment manager Bob Romanski. And Bob, you've been with the Raiders for a long time. Have you ever put on a travel and road show like this and gone away from Alameda outside of training camp for this long?
Yeah, we've done it a few times. We've been to Spain, Japan, London a few times. So there's a lot to it.
I bet.
Yeah, you gotta think about every single day and where the players are going to be, where the coach is going to be, and kind of think in your mind, mainly for laundry purposes and making sure everything's ready at a practice facility for the right time and all that. But it's a big undertaking, yeah.
How far in advance do you start planning something like this? Is this something that once the schedule comes out and they say, hey, we're going to be gone for a long time, you start mapping it out? Or
a little bit. We'd probably sit down with all my staff. I have there's 4 of us that are full-time in the equipment room. So we'd sit down and talk who's going to take care of this part of it, who's going to take care of that part of it, and break it down a little bit to make it easier. So they're responsible for all practice gear. Somebody's in charge of all field gear that we need and all that kind of stuff. And
yeah, like what kind of volume of things do you have to bring? I mean, you do have IMG out here that maybe have lessened the load somewhat, but it still seems like you're filling up truckloads of equipment.
Yeah, they have quite a bit of field stuff, which is our main concern when it comes here. Because otherwise, the regular stuff we take is fine for practice and all of it. They have quite a bit of field stuff. They help us out with a lot of that. Mm-hmm. We did bring some field stuff with us too. Not no major sleds or anything like that, but mainly hand shields and a lot of the smaller stuff, just to keep our coaches comfortable with their normal routine. We want to keep everything routine.
Yeah, I mean, head coach Jack Del Rio had said that it's pretty easy for them. It's pretty relaxing, but it can be a nightmare at times, or just a logistical undertaking for guys like you and guys like Tom Jones to make sure everybody gets out here. Is it a challenge for you? Is it something that you're stressing out about a lot?
Yeah, I do stress out about it a little bit. I mean, it's kind of like you got to put a puzzle together every time and make sure they're exactly lined up right. And I'm sure once in a while something's going to go wrong. But nothing major. For Tom Jones and New York Pete, he takes care of the whole hotel and flights. So I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
So from your vantage point, like when you go to a new place like this, or when you went to London or some of these other places, are you often challenged by, because it's not your own laundry facilities and places where you can kind of work, you have to kind of make do with what you have. Yeah.
Is that kind of difficult being away from home and still getting the same thing done?
Sure. Yeah, it's definitely like that. IMG, I mean, they got all their kids practicing every day and they use their laundry machines for theirs. Right. They have their own routine and all of a sudden now we're jumping in the middle of their routine and they've been very accommodating saying that take care of it, not a problem, it's easy. And same in London last year. We went to London 2 years ago and the laundry service there was like unbelievably terrible. We were an NFL that kind of took care of it for us kind of thing. And we ended up going and using hotel people and it was just, so some of those things you kind of take for granted and then you get there and all of a sudden you get into it and like, oh no, this is not going to work.
Right.
But here it's been awesome. The people that are at IMG have been great.
So you spend most of your day kind of prepping over in Bradenton, right? I mean, like less at the hotel here. Looking like
we really have nothing at the hotel, the equipment department.
Oh, really?
Nothing at all. I think we brought a ball bag over for a walkthrough and that's about it.
Oh, wow. So
it's kind of nice to be in one spot.
Right. So you're not having to kind of shuttle back and forth
and things
like that. Like, what would you say is the most difficult undertaking to all these different moving parts that you have to kind of get right?
The biggest thing would be like on Friday when we finish up there, plus you're finishing up at the hotel, so getting the trucking all organized so you're not wasting a truck, but you need to get everything to Tampa in the right manner. So that would be the most difficult thing to kind of get organized exactly the way you want it to, because you don't want practice stuff showing up at the stadium.
Right,
There's tons of practice stuff. I don't need that stadium. So
that is an interesting thing because you really had to pack and practice, you know, for three different stops, you know, two games and all that. So, I mean, like the volume of equipment that you're bringing just in terms of shoulder pads. And I mean, are you trying to overpack maybe just to make sure that you have enough of everything, right cleats, the right, I mean, it just must be.
Yeah, typically, you know, players go on every road trip with like three pair of shoes. I think they came with five pair of shoes or something, you know, an extra one. In case, you never know, because if it was a rainy game, that shoe is trash.
I mean,
and then you got to have something. So, yeah, so a lot of those kind of things you take care of. Take a little more care in looking into. Same with the uniforms. I mean, there's been a trend going around where players exchange uniforms after games. It's a nightmare for us. So there's a few guys that I'm going to have to get FedEx another jersey in here. Even though I have a backup, I have a backup for everybody.
Right.
But I don't feel comfortable going to a game with only one jersey.
What happens if that one goes away?
Something gets torn or something really bad, then I've got nothing. So
it sounds like whether you're at home or on the road, something you've been doing this a long time is you always want to kind of plan for the worst and hope for the best.
Exactly.
You know, you always have a backup of everything.
Pretty much everything. We don't bring a ton of extra helmets and shoulder pads.
Yeah.
I mean, we bring like 20 extra, but you always have those inactive players that are not playing in a game too. So if you need something in an emergency, you got that. Uniforms, everybody's got two. Wherever we go, two white or two blacks, wherever we're playing. Make sure everybody's got two of everything. So
Have you been able to bring your whole staff out here, or are you trying to short staff it in your own?
Well, we were going to short staff for a while and try to use some of the IMG people, and they decided not to. And we brought my whole staff. There's four of us full time, and then I also brought in three of our part time workers with us too.
So you have a full complement.
Yeah, so we're good. We're good there.
Kind of being able to get out here on a short flight Sunday, and then kind of have Monday as a down period. Did that give you enough time to get set up?
And
what was that first day like? Was it a really long?
Well, we actually did it that night. The night after the game, we came over.
Really?
We worked at IMG till I don't know, it was like 12:30, 1 o'clock after the game, and set up everything for practice so they could have had a practice the next morning.
Wow.
And that day, we pretty much went and did all of our game laundry. The game laundry usually takes us all day Monday at home.
Wow.
So that pretty much took us all day Monday here.
Right.
Just sorting and folding and holding the jerseys, make sure there's no holes in them. We send them out to a local dry cleaner to get sewn. And the coach's clothing goes out and comes back. And it just,
Yeah, I think a lot of fans are, you know, interested in how things work behind the curtain, so to speak. And, how many, during a football season, whether you're here or there, it's probably not a 40-hour work week.
I'm guessing
it's probably a little bit more than that.
Yeah, typically most of my guys get to work at 6 in the morning, and typically we go home about 6 on the average.
We
kind of stagger a few days here and then get somebody some time off a little bit.
Yeah. How is coming somewhere for a week different than like what you guys have to do in Napa, where you basically have to recreate an entire, weight room and training facility, and the whole deal? How is that different than going up to the wine country?
Going up to Napa is a lot easier because we have months ahead of time to do it.
Right.
We can go up there anytime we want. We kind of have that building all the time. So
okay.
That makes it so much easier there. Coming here, it's It's just preparation. You just got to prepare and think about every angle and what goes on and what can go on. Be prepared.
And you kind of had an advantage coming into this job because your dad did it for so long. How much did that experience, maybe working under him, a guy who by all accounts was a master of his profession, how much did that help you kind of step into it?
Oh, a ton. Because I grew up as a kid, 7, 8, 9 years old, working training camp and working during the season, working home games and all that. So I kind of really had an idea what was going on.
Yeah.
Then when I got out of high school, he asked me if I'd come on full time. Mm-hmm. And I said, sure. So I was only going to do it for like a year or so and just kind of didn't decide whether I was going to go to school or what I was going to do. And then I want to say get stuck.
But, right. You kind of end up.
Yeah, ended up staying and loved it. I love it today and learned everything from him too. Yeah. So, that's a great place to work.
I mean, having a family legacy like that must be pretty neat to, you know, kind of share that experience like with your dad. He's obviously well known throughout the league, you know, but to kind of be part of that and kind of carry through it, that must be a cool experience.
Definitely. Because every city you go to, somebody has a story about him and how they, talk, how they knew him and all that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. They're running into somebody. And, So, it's pretty special.
Yeah. I mean, do you ever get a, like when is break time for the equipment staff? You know, I know that you guys work long hours, but do you get time during the bye week to put your feet up chaise lounge you just wait until, you know, February or March before you can settle it down a little
bit? No, the bye weekend is a big weekend for everybody because typically we get 2 days off somewhere in that area. And me, I mean, I will be at home sitting on my driveway with my wife having a glass of wine.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we do. We sit on our driveway and relax.
Yeah.
In the evening. So, we're definitely, everybody a little time off for sure.
Yeah. Being part of this team or whatever. Do you, when things are going as well as they are right now, it must put a pep and a spring in everybody's step.
When
they're 5-2 and they're winning, it feels like, it seems like Jack does a really good job of, that this isn't 22 guys on the field, that this is everybody, you know, kind of pushing forward.
Yeah, he includes everybody. Jack is pretty special. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the equipment room, we love him to death. He's always thanking us for everything. And then the other night when we won the game of the day, he mentioned in front of the whole team, you know, about Bob Romanski and his whole staff, how much work they do for us and how well things run because of us. And I was like, I haven't had that before. And he's very, we love him. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, is it sort of a thankless job considering how important you guys are to the overall flow of this thing? Or do you kind of like the fact that you're kind of under the radar somewhat?
No, he makes us feel very much a part of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, very much. Yeah, you feel like you're part of the team for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So then back home to after you come back home from Tampa, will the transition there be easy? Just kind of a matter of getting everything back situated, or do you kind of have to rebuild your equipment room everything back?
No, everything we bring here is kind of a typical traveling piece.
Okay.
It's not made to,
it's not.
When we get home, it's not made to be used at anything during the week.
Oh,
it's all repacked and put away. Mm-hmm. All the trunks, all the game shoe stuff, a lot of that stuff all packed in trunks and cases and put away, and we don't touch it at all during the week for any reason.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, it's strictly game stuff only. Mm-hmm. So, and we'll do all that when the night we land. We'll probably be there a couple hours putting everything back together, where it goes and that kind of thing.
And then
laundry.
Right onto the Broncos.
Monday morning is back doing laundry again and right back in a little cycle we have, I guess you call it, a routine. Mm-hmm. But
Bob, thank you very much for the time.
No
Excellent
problem.
Stuff.
My pleasure. Thanks.
That's going to do it for this edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and listening. And a very special thank you to Raiders equipment manager Bob Romanski for taking the time during what is a very hectic week as he helps the Oakland Raiders go from Jacksonville to Sarasota on to Tampa before finally heading home. And Bob would be the first to say that he doesn't do all this stuff alone. He has an excellent support staff, and I would be remiss if I didn't include those guys in this podcast as well. And Danny Molina, Adam Johnson, Thomas Arguello, and Woody Wheeler do an excellent job along with Bob getting the Raiders fit, ready to go, ready to practice each and every day, even under crazy circumstances like this one. If you want to subscribe to the Raiders Insider Podcast, you can do so on iTunes, at Google Play, or on Stitcher. Thank you so much, and the next installment is coming soon.
The Raiders Insider Podcast on CSNCalifornia.com.